All right, coming up today at 4 o'clock Eastern time. That's 1 o'clock for those of you in Southern California, which, yeah, I mean, it gave us the legend. It gave us the rights to be associated with somebody who's just dripping with gold. Somebody who walks around with an aura of invincibility.
Well, I do know some pretty important people. The guy who created the exotic
Smash Mouth football.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Wait, is that an individual that we both know that created exotic Smash Mouth football?
Well, I kind of know him. I'm not supposed to say.
I thought he, in public.
Well, he's kind of a celebrity now.
I thought he took that from the Tennessee Titans.
Well, he did.
And created it his own.
He's a thief, a property thief.
Yeah. Final Hour of Power is something I've heard a lot of. How about the six pack, right? I mean, first of all, we must acknowledge on a show that starts off by saying, acknowledge me, Washington, D.C., right? Roman Reigns style. Yeah. Your mom would,
sister.
Right? And your sister.
She's
just
in love with him, yeah. Roman Reigns.
So,
got a poster. Yeah. A full life poster.
Yeah. I mean, you just got
it. In the hospital, just broke some ribs. Man, my mom and my sister, I know everything about it. AEW. My mom was worried she must watch 14 hours of that stuff a day. It's and it's nobody ever wins in their rings. Everybody wins. They don't win in the ring. They win outside the ring. I mean, but it's entertainment.
Yeah.
At its highest.
Well, I'm going to watch AEW tonight because it's been a couple of weeks since I've been able to, outside of maybe five minutes there. While I'm preparing for the show tomorrow, while I'm doing my NFC predictions, hosting.
You're predicting too, right?
I think it's safe to say that we're all making predictions. But the difference is I don't steal my show concepts from my colleagues. And then create them as my own. And paint them as my own.
Why not?
You know what I do, right?
I know exactly.
Because a certain somebody stole my six pack.
Oh, yeah.
And branded it.
Super six pack.
Right. Yeah. Branded it as his own.
I know. That's what he does.
Okay. What I did last year was the dueling.
Yeah.
The two dual super six packs in one segment.
Right.
The most revolutionary.
Yeah.
The most creative, original, never been done before.
That's right. And he did it.
No, I did that.
He stole it?
He didn't, because he stole the original.
Yeah.
He stole the original. Mm-hmm. Then I, to bleep with him, decided to come up with the dual six packs in the same segment. So we picked the six games, including every Commanders game, whether we like it or not, against the spread, but five other games against the spread.
Right.
And then we rank the top six teams, but we don't do it from 6 to 1, like a certain somebody does it.
Right.
We do it from 1 to 6.
1 to 6, yeah. Well, Burgundy and Bowl.
Yes.
You know, I went to him, I go,
yeah.
He actually thinks that he created it. He wasn't even in diapers when I said that. I mean, it's like, but I love it when he does it because, you know, it's like being at a daycare and seeing the one kid who is always happy. He's always got a toy, you know, and he's just happy. And it's good. He loves what he does, he's dripping in it, and it's all good.
I love getting Doc's dander going a little bit when it comes to, because it doesn't take much. But when I can add to it, because I know you're zeroed in, you're locked in, you're honed in on everything that the L train is doing. Everything. I also know that you have to deal with it a lot, right?
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
He's a property of the community. He's a community.
You know what?
Property.
You know what helps, Doc? Right. You know what helps deal with somebody like Linnell?
You don't answer your phone.
Well, that and some Paisano's pizza.
Oh, Paisano's.
Oh. You know, I love, you know what I love from Paisano's? Besides the pizza.
Okay.
Their gyro salad.
Oh, man.
Have you ever had the gyro salad there?
Yes.
Oh, it's so tremendous.
And Coach now, when you see Coach, he's got his own pizza. I think when you've arrived, when you have your own anything, when you brand something, I'm waiting on Big L to get an endorsement.
I mean, so they fired Kerrigan.
I'm just teasing. They didn't fire Kerrigan. Yeah. Kerrigan's coaching.
I'm just teasing. Yeah. But they gave DQ his own pizza spot. But you know who still got his own pizza spot? It's the DOC.
I'm representing the people that don't have a voice. And so
the voiceless.
And so yeah, I mean that's my thing, because you got to have somebody in there that's ordinary. You just can't have all these celebrities and coaches. You got to have a blue collar guy.
Doc, speaking of blue collar guys, you're a workhorse. You're a guy that's going to be grinding away on Sunday. I know you've got your depth chart on your living room wall, right? You're constantly changing.
No, I'm not.
I know you're already working on your draft board.
No, I'm not.
That's what I've heard.
That's
Where are you going to be on Sunday? That's what I want to know. That's what the people need to know.
Well, it's undisclosed.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to be at Northwest because I want to honor Santana Moss. And
are they doing that at halftime, right? I assume that's when they're doing it.
I don't know. I wasn't lucky enough to make the final cut. But I remember doing it, you know, with B. Mitch and Monty and new guys out. It's the greatest thrill to see somebody that you saw intimately in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Ankle, hamstring pulls, dislocated fingers. You see I recall all the down times and how they fought through it to get to where they are. Everybody thinks Santana, who's been gifted since birth, he went through his own version of your favorite coach. When you've had bad coaching or bad leadership or a dysfunctional organization, it can ruin your whole career. He survived it and thrived in it and gave a lot of us. I had Goldsboro on the phone. That was the best moment. It was better. Well, not better. It was close to Super Bowl euphoria for me.
Mm-hmm.
And 8-9, Cowboy killer. And he's going to join me today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cowboy killer.
See, I'm surprised they didn't do this before the Cowboys game.
It would have been.
It's late this year. Oh, it's on Christmas Day. So
yeah,
that's maybe
right.
Why.
Yeah, that's probably
maybe
why.
That's why. Okay.
It would have. No, let's do it now. Let's give him his roses. Because, you know, he's working in the games. But, you know, Smoot and B, and God bless B, man. He's just a remarkable talent and dealing with things in his life. And we pray for him and his family. So when you get a chance to see these guys come in, you know, as you've been on that sidelines, you've been in that press box, when this is your part of everything you do,
yeah.
And you watch these guys work, we're working. They're playing a game, and we're working, watching their game, but we see the pain.
Yeah. Well, you know, once they had me down on the sidelines, mm-hmm. and then they told me, yeah, Mike Shanahan doesn't want to talk to you. He wants to talk to Doc.
Well, that
so I said, okay.
That's
I said,
Sheehan's guy. You
know, I know. Sheehan, but I said, what? I mean, who am I to fight City Hall? Doc's got to be back behind the mic.
Contract. He had to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
But he wanted
job.
To talk to you, not to the fat guy.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe you're the most sought after.
I don't know about that.
Dude, everybody, I mean, Cock-a-doodle-doo is just so, I mean, it's just, you so, you and him. And, I don't know what happened to Wednesdays. I understand that Burgundy and Gold today.
Well, they have broken apart everything. They have destroyed everything.
Well,
right? They said no Doc on Tuesdays.
No.
Linus on Wednesdays.
No
Lionel on Thursdays.
Well, he's on every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But you know what they didn't say? No AMAC. Even though the young buck decided to show up in a Malik Nabers jersey and a Giants hat eve of week one.
I'm going to get him, but not today, because that'd be cheap. And I do think, if I were into predictions, the Giants are scary.
Yeah, they are.
Because what they do best, we haven't proven yet that we can handle it.
Yeah, no doubt. I said the thing that scares me the most yesterday about week one, just week one, is the Giants pass rush against this rebuilt offensive line. Now, that being said, I mean, the last time they played, mm-hmm. granted, different on both sides, mm-hmm. and probably less talent on both sides, quite honestly, mm-hmm. the Commanders didn't allow a sack mm-hmm. at MetLife Stadium last October.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, and the Giants came into that game leading the NFL in sacks, didn't get one.
Yeah, no, they're good.
That being said, We know this. Every year is different. Every game is different. Every week is different. Everything is different. And I think the Giants' pass rush is even better this year. Now, I don't know where Dexter Lawrence is other than healthy and ready to play. Yeah. I don't know where he is after that injury late last year, which was a pretty, well, I think it was quadriceps torn or whatever it was.
Yeah, but he's there.
Yeah, he's.
And he's playing again. And our best guy in the program is not there.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Cosby.
Well,
is it
now Tunsil?
No. Right now it's Cosby. I haven't seen Tunsil in our uniform.
Okay.
I got to see him here. I don't.
Okay. So you're saying everything that he did
we
prior to
Sam
here doesn't matter.
Inside. Because Tunsil wouldn't be up against him. He's
against
inside,
Dexter Lawrence.
Against Lawrence. Yeah. He's on the outside.
Well,
Coleman and
Biadasz are obviously going to have their hands full. And
yeah, and Bo, again,
it depends on how they line up Lawrence.
He did it in college. It's not going to be a shock to any of them. He played big time, high level Oregon football. Wiley, to me, is just a godsend.
Who do you think is going to be the right guard on Sunday? Because I haven't been able to make up my mind between Wiley and Allegretti.
Says he's the best. Wiley is my ace.
I think it's going to be Wiley.
I think, I don't know.
Because Allegretti's your backup center, and he's your backup left guard and right guard.
You might be
right. I think Trent Scott is your backup guard / backup tackle.
He has done a remarkable job.
Yeah. I'm going with 7 offensive linemen, and that's it on Sunday. Allegretti and
Scott.
You're not Scott.
Bringing the big banger? 75.
Unless I'm forgetting. Oh, the one that they signed, Fant.
Well, no, I wouldn't have Fant up front. I'd have, brain dead.
I can't remember.
Last year's rookie, but he lost about 20 pounds in the offseason.
Oh, Coleman?
No, Coleman just started. Coleman will come out of TCU, who, by the way, let me say that quietly, because there might be some Carolina grads around.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that too loud.
Right. Who am I forgetting from last year? Why am I forgetting this? I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to look it up. Chris Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I want to play everybody, but I can't play everybody. So maybe I'm going 8 offensive linemen on Sunday on the game day active. Somebody's going to have to sit, whether it's Chris Paul, whether it's Trent Scott, whether it's – I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe it's Allegretti, but I don't see that because he's
like
the backup
Scott,
center.
His girth.
Yeah.
Henry, see, Lawrence is an enormous dude with great talent.
Mm-hmm.
He's enormous. So I like to say, either way it goes, I like it because I like the way we schemed and run. Although I only got to see 11 plays, I'm anticipating that our running game, because they got to focus on JD. It's like playing Baltimore now. I don't care. Henry's in the backfield, but you got to focus on 2 freaks. That's going to give us an edge.
Real quickly, because I know you have – much bigger things
than this stupid
radio show.
You got Big L coming up next?
No. No, I banned him.
Good for you.
Real quickly, I said the thing that I feel most confident about. I talked myself out of the running game because I'm not sure if Bill's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
The secondary, Neighbors, also Amos is a rookie, missed a little bit of time in camp.
He'll be fine.
I talked myself out of that.
That was a good move.
I said the run defense, which is what everybody's worried about.
Right.
For week 1.
That's the unknown.
Against Tyrone Tracy and Cam Scadabo with a non-super mobile quarterback at this point in Russell Wilson is what I'm most confident on.
And you're right.
Really? Okay.
I think you're right.
Attaboy.
Because it's a run game.
Doctor.
You know Russ can cook. Russ is more play action guy now.
Yeah.
But I think everybody learned from their mistakes. Nobody knows more now about letting the number guy who ended up leading the league in rushing get away. They'll never make that mistake again. Everybody, and we got to not make it either.
Yeah.
We have got to ground and pound our way to making that, and then unleashing 5. Because as long as 5's there, I don't care who's in the running backfield. Everybody's focused on 5 till they see he doesn't have the ball. Then they go chase the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of him. Just like Baltimore or Buffalo, when you have one of these oddities, you just can't be Dick Butkus out there
because you
go the wrong way, go after the wrong guy.
Yeah,
that's what he stabilized the running game. But me, the guy who is the most valuable player outside of 5 didn't play. I don't think he played a snap. on in the game or as a running back. I don't want to see him returning kicks. I want to see him in the backfield. That's the other thing that we have so many people that didn't participate in this preseason. It's really going to be a shock to all of us because I don't know what I'm going to see.
Yeah. You don't know what you're going to see.
I don't know what I'm going to see.
I hope they don't come out super lightning fast because you're so excited. It's opening day, this, that. You're fresh. The crowd's sold out crowd, this, that, and the other thing.
If they're physical, it'll work.
And then fall asleep at the wheel after the first drive. That's what I don't want to see. I'd rather see them struggle a little bit to get the oil running through the engine and build.
Can we not struggle at all?
Well, I that's fine too.
Okay.
Doc, Burgundy and Gold today, Santana Moss at what time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
What we're looking at
89.
8 to 9 at 5. Mr. Harvey at 4:30.
I mean, nobody can match the guest power.
No, I need the edge rusher.
Yeah.
The two things we got to talk about, edge rusher and the celebration of the greats.
There you go. That is the DOC. Burgundy.
You protected your boy over there. I know what you did. That was called interference. I wanted to get to him. And you know what I mean, brother.
Wait, what did I do? I'm just over here doing my job, Doc. You know, we got a long week. You got plenty of time to get at me, quote unquote.
Doc, I can make sure that he's, you know, I mean, if you'd like, we could switch him and Michael Penix over there.
Oh, I told him a year ago. I got him. I can't wait.
Wait, you would switch? Wait, first of all, you call Anthony Michael Penix.
He's got backbone.
He's got the do-rag. Yeah, I mean, he looks like
Anthony,
Michael Penix.
Anthony's got the,
looks like Michael Penix.
Crazy.
Give your big friend, give him my best.
I'll try. All right, that's the DOC. He's coming up, Burgundy and Gold today in about 25 minutes or so. Santana Moss and Ken Harvey coming up on the show. So make sure you join Doc there. We don't have the guest list that Doc has.
We just
grind it out.
We are a meat and potatoes type radio program.
That is caviar and Cabernet Sauvignon coming up. Time for a trending alert and then your calls to wrap things up. What's up? All right, we start with the Nationals, who are trying to put the finishing touches on a sweep of all things. It would be their first sweep since mid-May. Baltimore at Camden Yards. They are doubling up the Marlins now 8-4 in the top of the eighth inning. The Mets getting trounced by the Tigers now 6-2 in the eighth inning. Oh, New York, New York. Coming up in just a couple of moments, Texas, Arizona, Baltimore, San Diego at Petco at 4:10 for the afternoon slate in Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, from Cowboy Land, both Trayvon Diggs and left tackle Tyler Guyton have been cleared to play in tomorrow night's season opener for the Cowboys against the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. Don't know how much. Brian Schottenheimer wouldn't exactly say that, but they are cleared and going to play, barring a last-minute change. Elijah Vera Tucker of the New York Jets is going to miss the season, according to reports the Jets fear, due to a significant arm injury. And the Clippers apparently played Steve Ballmer, their owner, Kawhi Leonard, a secret $28 million for what is being called a no-show job through a now bankrupt company owned by Ballmer, who is worth billions. That, according to Pablo Torre, who, of course, does a podcast and used to work at ESPN. And that's what's trending.